Our reading this morning is from Matthew 13, 1 to 9, the parable of the sower. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered round him, and he got into a boat and sat in it while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. He who has ears, let him hear. We thank God for the reading of his word.
At one time or another, the majority of us have enjoyed listening to stories, or we've enjoyed telling stories, particularly perhaps to our children or grandchildren, or maybe even great-grandchildren. Jesus was the master storyteller that we might call parables, over 50 recorded in the Gospels. He used this method to engage with people, to use them as a way of explaining the message. Scott May says, just as marriage is not merely a slip of paper and a big ceremony, the Christian of faith is not merely a one-time confession of Christ, accompanied by occasional church attendance. Many claim to have had a religious experience, and thus making them a Christian, only for this to fade over time. How do you know that we are following the right path? How do you and I know that? Jesus tells the gathered crowd as he sits by the sea, the parable of the sower, found in that reading from Matthew 13. This time of separation from church due to COVID has been a testing time. A time for many where faith is concerned. The question that's been asked, where is God in all of this? Seeking an answer. For other, it's been a time of reconnecting with God, taking time to reflect, to draw closer to God, to develop a greater understanding, a deeper spiritual nearness. Yes, for some the separation has caused a lack of faith and a loss of closeness. And yet for others that great opportunity to draw nearer to God. But we have to be realistic. Realistic in that we will have our moments, not sure where God is in all of this. And for those who've lost loved ones, they question that too. And so we pray for those who have loved and lost, those who were near and dear to them. As we face the future, we need to be replanted, potted on to bear fruit. Counterfeit Christians will be found around forever. Satan seeks to deceive the true believer, as his plan was to cause the disciples. He wanted to separate them from the teaching of Jesus. And Satan continues in the world today, seeking to separate church. None of us can determine another's true faith. Only God can do that through Jesus Christ. In our reading, we find Jesus sitting in a boat with a gathered crowd. No, it is not in church or in the temple, but out in the open air. And in this story, Jesus shares he himself, for he is the sower in the story. In this account, no names are mentioned, but the emphasis is on the seed. four different actions. The seed falls on the path and the birds eat it up. It had nowhere to go. Some fell on rocky places, without much soil. When the sun came up, it was scorched and dark. Other seed fell among thorns and got choked up with the weeds. And when you start to pull the weeds, you start to pull up all something of the goodness as well. Still others fell on good soil, where it produced a crop 100, 60, or 30 times that was sown. Jesus begins to interpret his own parable for us. Jesus calls his disciples to hear. In fact, twice in verse 9 and a little bit further on in verse 18, Jesus wanted them to hear and to understand, to get the message and to act on it. We need not only hear but to understand as we go on a journey with Christ, if we're to share our faith with others. We need to hear as we listen. We need to be aware of where we sow the seed, that all are worthy of receiving. It's in acceptance that the true desire to serve Christ that will see disappointments. Those who start the race, the play of being Christ-like. The first three attempts to sow the word failed, but with perseverance, the word of God becomes the fertile soil in which we can plant. It's only the fourth response that produces good fruit, which truly signifies genuine relationship and discipleship. Jesus draws a connection between verse 18 and verse 23 about hearing the word and understanding it. We are called to accept the gospel with a pure heart. After hearing God's word, we need to hold on to it, to meditate on it, to apply it when challenged, persevere and press on towards the goal. In accepting Christ as Saviour, our message is about changing lives. God's not looking for perfection, but seeks a genuine desire for us to follow him and to follow his footsteps. We've been separated from each other for some time, and we know how difficult that has been and painful for many. So let us not be separated from God. May you find fulfillment in your relationship with Christ, so you too may become sowers of his word. Let me challenge you this morning to listen for God's voice. What is he calling you to? May we continue to be planted in fertile soil, growing in faith and maturity as we seek to share the Lord in these changing times. May God bless you all this week and in the weeks ahead. Let us go forth and tell that Jesus Christ is Lord. Let us plant into good soil, prepared by Christ himself. Amen.